Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Here's Joe Cocker bringing us back. Mad Dog English, Joe Cocker. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Whatever you got going on, surprises or things that you know are happening or things you're excited about or things that you're frightened about, we got something that will help you there. You can listen, you can read, you can watch the videos, you can check out my blog, you can subscribe to the newsletter, take the poll question right there on the homepage, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Dr. Soren Kaplan is our guest, folks. He's the author of the new book, Leapfrogging. Leapfrogging.com is the website. And we're talking about surprises, and you've just about got me converted over to Soren to the point where maybe I'm thinking surprises might be okay. So congratulations on that. I want you to help us understand how to create surprises that will be good for our business, as in our customers say, wow, that was a nice surprise.
Sure. Great question. When you think about what surprises are, there are things that challenge our assumptions. And when I did my research, I also found that we're wired to appreciate the positive surprises as consumers if we experience a new product or a service. And so one of the other dynamics is when we experience a great product or a service that surprises us, we want to understand it more. We want to have more of it, but we also want to share it. So there's this social dimension to a surprise. And you look at the YouTube videos that fly around the internet, or the first time you experienced an iPad, or the way that Apple withholds product information in order to create these market frenzies.
Right.
You know, it's all about surprise. So when you think about the kind of products and services you can create, you know, the first thing is to really look for this unmet need that exists out there in the market. There's a great case study that I came across that kind of is an eyebrow raiser. It's called Tilty Cup. And what it is it's a woman. She's a, you know, it's her and her husband out working out of their home who created a company that has reinvented the sippy cup. Now, it sounds funny, but this thing it accelerates
the
motor skills.
The sippy cup was already perfect.
Well, you'd think so, but when you think what they observed was that when little kids drink out of a sippy cup, in order to get the last drop, they tilt their heads back and then they fall over. And so what they did is they reinvented this thing so that the little kids don't have to tip it all the way back and fall over. So it really accelerated. They've been recognized.
Who knew, right?
You know, it's one of those things. So the whole idea is that you need to kind of be aware of what those unmet needs are out there. And then, you know, do some trial and error and kind of create your idea. But there's some principles behind that as well in terms of how to find surprises. I found a couple things where, you know, you look at how customers are using either your own products today or others and using them in the wrong way. There's a great example from Intuit, the software company, which they had introduced Quicken, which allowed you to balance your checkbook
right
at home. Small businesses were using Quicken incorrectly because it was simple, and a lot of small business owners don't know how to do real accounting, so to speak. Well, what they realized is that all these small business owners were using their software the wrong way, so they decided to create QuickBooks. And in 3 months, they had 70% market share of that
wow.
small business market. So that's looking at how people are using your stuff the wrong way can actually give you insight into.
So think about this. You and I are looking around our businesses. You know, after our conversation today, everybody, all the small business owners listening to us right now are looking around their business and are saying, well, I don't know where any surprises are. How can I find any surprises? Well, folks, that's not where you're going to find the opportunities. You got to do something we talk about on the show all the time. The key to the answer to all your questions, for the most part, are going to come from your customers. Get outside your four walls. Get up off your backside. Go outside. Talk to your customers. Find out what they want. Find out what they need. Find out how they're using stuff. And that's where your solutions are going to come from. That's where the surprises are going to be made. What do you think, Soren?
I couldn't agree more. And the only thing I would add to that is that there's other examples of looking at how untargeted customers are using your products. These are people who you did never expected to be your customers.
How do you find those people?
So there's a great example. Canon just launched a camera called the Mark V camera, and within a few months, they started receiving some feedback on social media, as well as in those little cards you fill out and talk about who's using your product.
Right.
And they realized that videographers, professional videographers in Hollywood, were giving accolades about this, this single lens reflex camera.
Yeah.
Because they're using it for high-end video.
I've heard of that. Yeah, they're using SLRs, digital SLRs, to shoot films with.
You got it.
Yeah.
And that was a strange surprise, but what they realized was that the quality of their video in that camera had just created a disruptive innovation for that market.
Wow.
And so
we're
now
that?
Going after that.
You never know, folks. You got to go outside of your wall or of your four walls. Get off your property. Talk to customers. Ask them what they want. Soren, congratulations again on the book, Leapfrogging.
Thank you very much.
Will you come back again real soon?
I'd love to.
Dr. Soren Kaplan, ladies and gentlemen. That's leapfrogging.com. Check out his book. I think you'll like it. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I promise. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.